Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Richard Chai. He is the Director of New Business at CIMC TSD in Shenzhen, southern part of China. First and foremost, Richard, welcome to this interview.
Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you here. I'm Richard Chai. I have almost 20 years of working experience in shipping industry, like Maersk, APL, China Shipping, CMA CGM, both in operation and commercial. And now I'm in CIMC. I worked 8 years in China and then 9 years in Singapore.
Okay.
I graduated with a bachelor degree in law.
Okay.
And my first job was in Maersk Logistics. I was in charge of customer service, warehouse management, and cargo consolidation.
Okay.
And 2 years later, I joined Maersk Line and APL, both in South China Vessel Operations Center. My main tasks are vessel scheduling, allocation control, transshipment planning, and storage planning.
Right.
And then I resigned and went to Singapore, Nanyang Technological University, to pursue my master's degree in maritime studies.
Okay.
And this program is jointly conducted by NTU and Norwegian Business School. And I think this study experience definitely benefits for the rest of my whole life. And after graduation, I joined China Shipping Singapore, but not for a long time. My previous boss in APL, he called me and say there's an opening in APL as a ship manager. So I continue my dream in storage planning. I worked there for about 5 years, and then I feel I need to change to some commercial roles.
Right.
So CMA Project Cargo team, I think, is a perfect connection with my solid operation background and knowledge. So it also provided me a commercial platform. And I enjoy the job as a Project Cargo manager there till now. I still miss the happy hours with my lovely colleagues in Singapore. And 2 years ago, due to the COVID-19 situation, I cannot come back to China for almost 2 years. So I think it's the right time to come back. And I remember there's a famous saying in the movie called Godfather: a man who does not take care of his family cannot call a real man.
That's
so
right.
That's why I'm here.
Okay,
now
Richard,
I'm in CMC TSD as a director. I develop new equipment and new business.
Okay. Richard, just to stop you 1 second, because I have to ask you a couple of questions so our viewers can know you more. Do you feel happy now to be back in Shenzhen and back with your family? Of course.
Sure. I'm more than happy.
Yeah.
Because previously I stayed in Singapore with my wife. I cannot see my father, my sisters for years. And in the COVID-19 situation, I cannot come back for years.
No.
I miss them a lot.
Of course.
And in China, I think there's more development opportunities for my career and for myself.
Yes.
And I think CMC also provide me a very good platform.
Yes. Coming to that, Richard, I would like to ask you, first of all, of course, we certainly can hear that you have a very wide shipping background with some of the major players, and also you've tried different things and been abroad. But now the company that you work for is the world's largest company producing containers and other kinds of equipment. What can you tell me about, or tell our viewers about, CIMC? What kind of company is it today? Tell me what you produce there.
Okay. CIMC was founded in January 8, 1980. Its headquarters is in Shenzhen. It has grown and stand in the leading place in many global industries. We celebrated the 40th anniversary on September. That's last month. It's a big event.
Yes.
And CIMC is a world, as you know, CMC is a world-leading supplier of logistics and sub-energy equipment. Our main business includes containers, vehicles, energies, and chemical and food equipment of sort, and also supply chain service and airport facilities. Okay, I will give you more figures to let you know more about CMC. CMC have over 300 member companies and three listed companies.
Okay.
We have service network covering more than 100 countries and regions. In the year 2021, we have 70,000 staff. Our revenue is about $160.7 billion. That's USD 23 billion.
Wow.
And our net profit is $8.4 billion. Wow. That is $1.2 billion in USD.
That's fantastic. So Richard, so you're sitting in Shenzhen, I understand you are personally from the south of China. You come from Guangdong province also yourself, right?
Yes.
Yes. Because I remember from long ago that Shenzhen, a lot of people from all over China came to Shenzhen to find job. And it's quite impressive that CIMC with a headquarter in Shenzhen, you are all over the world now, basically, right? How is the situation, the business situation for you now? With the corona restrictions, is it getting better now in China?
I think the situation now is getting better, but occasionally there's some detected cases. And once these detected cases was found, the government will implement very strict procedures like controlling the people to go out, or we need to do the COVID-19 test every day, because recently Shenzhen have some new cases.
Okay.
And as to the business in CIMC, because our leadership, our management team also implement a very strict contingency plan, so it doesn't have much impact to our business.
Okay, but that's
so
good.
The business as usual.
Okay, I understand. And of course, a main thing, of course, that CIMC are world famous for, I suppose, is the production of containers. I suppose you are the biggest one in the world now producing containers, right?
Yes.
Yes. How many containers do you make a year? I mean, 20 foot, 40 foot? How many containers would you say?
Container business is our oldest and largest business.
Yes.
And CIMC is the only one supplier in the world that can provide a full range of container products.
Right.
We have five major categories: dry containers, river containers, special containers, modular houses. Since 1996, CIMC's containers have maintained a leading position in the world. Now our yearly output is around 3 million TEU.
Wow, it's incredible amount. I mean, if you
yes, you can imagine maybe every time you see the containers in the on the road, maybe yeah. Every two containers, one of them is our product.
It's fantastic. It's, of course, I've been in shipping business for many years, so of course I know CIMC, and I think it's very impressive. I also know that you mentioned modular houses and prefab modules for the mining sites and so on. I know that also CIMC, you've had many modular units for example, for Australia and other places where they need, in the remote area, they need the modular houses. And I know you. This is a strong point. You even make gangways for the airports, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's quite impressive. And your team, Richard, in your team in CIMC, how many people are you? You are doing the logistics in your team, I guess. How many people are there in your department?
Firstly, my company is not doing logistics.
Okay.
We are serving the CIMC internal products to provide them a solutions for exporting their products
okay,
to overseas.
Okay, got it.
We provide the solutions.
Okay, got it. So you help you help internally in order for them to find a solution to deliver to anywhere in the world, I suppose. Yes.
Yes.
In your headquarters in Shenzhen, how many people work in the CIMC headquarters in Shenzhen?
I don't have an exact figure. I think maybe more than 5,000.
Okay.
This is just a rough figure, because we have many offices in many buildings.
Of course. I understand. Richard, in your company, what can you see with the export of CIMC? Is it still containers are still the biggest business, or which business is growing more at the moment, as far as you can see?
And now the one I am working on is a new business. So I developed a new equipment. It's called TSD Red. This TSD Red is designed for ocean shipping. I think this one is a new business sector that we are will put resource to develop expand.
And what does it mean in practice, Red, TSD Red? What does that mean, Richard? What can it do?
TSD Red TSD is my company's name.
Yes.
My manager, Lucky Liu, decided to that our name is this, and this is the first letters of the Chinese name, Ke Shun Da, which means bon journey and
okay.
Very special success.
Okay, wow. that's great.
And my manager defined that the TSD stands for technology, service, and device. And so I named the equipment as the TSD Red.
That also shows
the value of the product.
Of course. And what can this this product, you say, is it a very special container you are developing?
Yes.
What can you tell our viewers what is special about it, Richard?
TS Direct is specially designed for ocean shipping. It's suitable for majority of cargoes. They are overweight and over high in 40 Fahrenheit.
Okay, so for
many
oversized, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, many construction machineries and vehicles, yachts and crating machinery are overweight and over high in the 40 Fahrenheit. So the TS Direct meets all these cargo's requirements. And the TS Direct, the length is standard, but the width and the height is about 1.5 times of the standard container.
Okay.
And at the bottom, we design a three sets of corner castings. This enables the container to store on the left, on the right, or at the center.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic news. And when are you starting? Have you started to produce these units already?
Yes. We already have two models, and we already complete the first show on September the 19th.
Wow. That's very impressive, Rich. I think CIMC is very innovative company, and you have the strength, and of course you have also a big market at home. You know, China is the biggest market in the world, so you have a lot of support there. This sounds very interesting with this special containers. I really look forward, and I think our viewers would like to hear more. How can you see? We are soon at the end of the year, and soon it's even Chinese New Year in February, I believe. How do you view the business for 2023? Do you think it will be a good year for business for you?
I think yes, it's the right time for the ocean shipping, because you can see currently the normal container market is drops significantly.
Yes.
Last year, the 20-footer to the U.S. West Coast, the price is about $20,000.
Yes.
Now the price dropped to about 1,800.
Yeah.
And Southeast Asia is the same. Last year, maybe the ocean freight is about 5 times or even 10 times before the COVID-19 years.
Yeah.
And now in some trade lanes, the ocean freight is almost zero.
Yes. It's
so
yes.
So when the dry market drops,
yes,
then it's a big opportunity for the ocean market to boom.
Fully agree.
Yes, because the shipping line, they need more cargoes, and there's not enough dry cargo. So ocean have a big opportunity.
Yeah, fully agree, Richard. It's a very well observed. I you know your business. I can hear that. It's really great.
TS Durant is a... I think in the future, our TSD Red will be a very interesting equipment that can change the industry.
Yes.
As you know, in the general market conditions, majority of oversized cargo are shipped by ro-ro and bow vessels.
Correct.
Container shipping only takes about 20% of the shipping volumes.
Correct.
Because due to the void space, the OG room can be accepted on a container ship is very limited. And secondly, the cost sometimes is very high due to the void space. And THZRED helps to resolve these pain points in container shipping. It makes possible for more oversized cargo to move by the container ships.
Yes.
THZRED greatly broadened the scope of a standardized transportation of OG goods. It can provide customer with a safer and more economical mode in shipping oversized goods. It can also save shipping space and increase freight revenues for shipping lines. It can also save operation time and improve operation efficiency for terminal and shipping lines.
Yes.
So far, I have contact with some shipping lines and the feedback is quite positive. Some already expressed their strong interest in cooperation with us.
Fantastic, Richard. I think I want to say formally many, many thanks to you, Richard.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Paul.
Likewise, Lao Pengyo. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Richard Tsai. He's the director of new business at CIMC TSD. And he told us a lot about what fantastic equipment they can make at CIMC TSD, and especially the new product TSD Red, which will revolutionize the moving of OOG cargo by container ships. So stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.